Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Dallas. Tired of battling the mighty pollen? We've got your back. Aspire Allergy and Sinus offers lasting allergy relief so you can chuck those temporary fixes and savor that sweet, sweet taste of victory over pollen. With same-day results and tailor-made treatment plans, we've turned the tables on allergies. Aspire patients enjoy relief that lasts for years. Schedule your appointment today at aspireallergy.com. Turn your daily sneeze-a-thon into a breeze with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Go to aspireallergy.com.
Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama. Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump, just launched on Hulu. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
Meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. As they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests, the staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards. Not everyone has what it takes.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Oh my God. The Patreon so far for Sex Unique Podcast is at 151 patrons. This is huge. I truly did not expect this. And to all my patrons, I just want to say a massive thank you. And we're just that much closer to a sexy, unique, patron-only season of the podcast. So if you're intrigued by this and you want to help support SUP, head on over to www.patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. There are lots of great rewards, and you can feel the warm, fuzzy feeling of supporting a loller like me. And without further ado, I now present SUP. You're listening to the Sexy Unique Podcast.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm
like
your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah, everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. Come a girl with a friend, you'll be both in.
Okay, y'all.
Okay, honey.
Okay, honey.
Let's get into this
Okay, so basically, right off the bat, my first impression of Kentucky at this point is just like, it's so bleak.
Yeah, but okay, I would actually argue against that. I think that last week was all about, oh my God, Kentucky is so dark. Everyone is, pregnant and, getting wasted, blah, 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 and, partying and, abandoned oil rigs. But this week I was like, oh my God, well, actually the virtues of, living in a small town is, there is a real sense of community and, people do work together and it's actually really sweet.
Yeah.
You don't find that in, urban situation.
No. That's actually true. It started out with on a bleak start where I was I'm darked out and I don't know if this can get darker. And then there was a huge upswing.
Yeah.
And then it was heartwarming. And you know who we have to thank for that?
Who?
Militia.
I know. I always knew that Militia was going to give us a gift in some way because I knew that with that name, it really was just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah. It's a magical journey.
She and her barren... whatever really came through
Wes,
for us
that
today.
Wes so eloquently described it, we've discovered her tubes don't work.
Oh, I thought he said, by the way, at first tumors, and I was like,
you thought,
oh,
he
God.
Said her tumors don't work.
Yeah, I was like, okay, that sounds good to me.
Wait, I mean, and you thought that if Melissa's tumors don't work, then she can't have a baby.
Well,
and
I caught on
that
pretty quickly.
And you were like, oh, okay,
I caught
yeah.
on pretty quickly that it was not tumors, but when he said tubes, I thought he said tumors.
Oh, so you thought that he was like revealing that Melissa had like
cancer,
a fault in our stars sort of journey.
Yes, and I was like, this is really sad. And then it was like, oh, she's barren. Okay, that's like not that sad.
Yeah, they just have to get in vitro, which is like in vitro, but whatever.
Yeah, it is in vitro. It's also like. So much money, apparently.
It's so much money, but also it's like that's for one treatment that may not take. I hate
like,
to break it to everyone that's rooting for them. I mean, I root for them. I totally hope that they have a baby and that everything works out.
I know, but my
but it's
from
also
my
just
friend
like intense.
Is doing in vitro and she's been doing it for like a while, and I know she's like gone through a lot of rounds.
You kind of have to do a lot of rounds sometimes.
Yeah, you do. So
best
good
of
luck,
luck to
good
Melish.
Luck, Melissa.
Yeah,
I'm sure that whatever happens, if you need a round two, Jax will be there to match it.
Yeah. That was, like, pretty generous of him.
It was, but I don't trust anything. I mean, I don't think he's, like, altruistic. I think he's, like, autistic.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you know what I mean?
The whole like, thing, it was a well-timed, like, I kind of like how Britney's family, like, used this whole thing to their advantage in a way where it's, like, we know that Bravo is going to film a reality show. We know that this like celebrity is going to be filming here. So like, let's have a fundraiser and we make it an episode. And then we raise all this money to get what we need.
I would
like,
have loved to have
smart.
Seen.
Smart.
Yeah,
the
Cartwrights
they are smart.
I would have loved to have seen that family huddle deleted scene. Well, they're coming. Her tubes are no good.
That's not just like
Jax
a coincidence that that all
no,
happened.
No, of course not.
And also it just makes me think too, like how smart Britney has been of like dating Jax and then working it out to get her own web series.
Well, yeah, but again, I think you're putting too much thought.
And giving her too
into,
much
you're,
credit.
You're putting too much thought into her thoughts.
I don't know, babe.
I still stand by the idea that she's not that complicated. I really do. The only thing complicated is sometimes her outfits, which could be simplified.
This episode like begins on their fourth day in Kentucky.
I know. And you're just like, oh my God.
Day
I'm like,
four.
Jesus. I'm like, there's like, what, two more to go?
No, they're there for 2 weeks.
Okay.
So, but this is day four and they're halfway through. So what do they do for the next like... What, 10 days?
I guess we'll find out. Isn't there only like four episodes left
now? I thought
there
were six episodes.
So there's
three episodes left.
Wow. So they're really, okay, wow. So really not much happens after the first 4 days then if they're going to cram three episodes into like 10 days.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm confused, but I'm on the edge of my seat. Just kidding, I'm not.
Yeah. No, but I liked this episode actually. I thought everyone was kind of sweet in a way. And I think the MVP actually goes to Kara, Brittany's only friend that kind of sees Jack and smells sociopath.
Yeah.
Like she's the only one that's like, you seem like you might be a demon. Like,
yeah. Kara
like
and
the devil's
Dawn,
inside you.
Kara and Dawn have their heads on straight.
Yeah. But my favorite scene was when Kara was like, you're garbage. And then her like other drawing friend was like, I think you literally, and I thought she was going to be like our scum, but she was like, have her back.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, honey, no. Like, how could you so misread the situation? But I think probably a lot of them are just like stars are blind. I think they're just like starstruck and like, I don't know, want to be in good favor with him. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, also
know.
It's like a weird situation. Like how realistic can this all truly be at the end of the day?
What
like they
mean?
Know they're here to film a show and they know the premise of this show is like Britney's bringing her man home to see if like he's going to pop the question. So I'm sure like, babe, I really do think that the producers are like, okay, like now remember you need to ask Jack.
Yeah,
about,
of course.
Like,
no, I definitely think that. I wonder if Britney's friends like secretly talk shit about her and are like, she's changed a lot since she's moved to LA.
Britney seems like she hasn't changed though. She seems very
she's,
sweet.
If anything, she's very consistent.
Yeah, she's very consistent. And like, I love like Jack spends the majority of this episode trying to like
start a depression rumor.
Yeah.
Literally, he's
trying
to start a depression
like,
rumor.
Out Britney for being
depressed.
But then telling
for
everyone.
Depressed.
I love also like telling someone that someone's depressed. Me going to you and being like, Ryan, like I think Jonathan's like really, really depressed. But
and
never
then,
tell him that we had this conversation ever.
But also using it as like.
And don't talk to him about it. It's like, no. That's
but also
not
using
you, like,
it as leverage to like dump someone. Like he's like, I
not
love
to
her.
Dump,
but
not
she's
to dump,
depressed.
But to just postpone any sort of talk about like a wedding or kids.
It's still, it feels so misguided. Cheap. It feels so cheap and weird and just really fucked up. TBH.
It's a classic Jax pivot though.
Yeah.
It's like a normal person would just go into
politics.
A normal person would just be like, hey, like real talk. I don't necessarily know if I'm ready for that yet, but like, let's have more conversations and like all get to know each other. But on my timeline, it's maybe looking like a few years down the line before that happens.
Yeah.
And then like, but in Jax's world, like he's just like, actually, like Britney's lost her spark and I'm afraid that she's like suicidal. So we need to really solve that problem. Like a problem that doesn't exist.
He would rather start rumors, cause all this drama than just be upfront. It's, yeah. But it's so typical Jax, and he's just a fucking sociopath. He's scary. He's a little bone chilly to me.
He chilled my bones this episode.
Yeah. He doesn't care about anyone.
But it's gotten so normalized to me that I'm kind of like, oh, that's just Jax. Like, I'm falling into the hole of that's just Jax.
I know, but
like, it's not okay.
I know.
Do you think they're still together at this point or no? Like, how could they be together?
I don't know. Maybe that's why I can't sleep. I'm just losing.
You're like, are they or aren't they?
Yeah, that's my insomnia. That's the root of my insomnia. Are they? Are they? Aren't they? I don't know, but.
I feel like. I don't know. Everything always surprises me, but I feel like how could they be together?
We won't know
the
truth until it airs, you know, all the episodes air.
Yeah. I think. And we won't know the truth until next season of Vanderpump Rules, I think.
I think they're going to keep it going.
I think they'll keep the relationship going, but maybe break up during next season. Maybe they're already broken up.
I think it's interesting that Britney's kind of been his longest term relationship.
Has it been the longest one?
It's certainly
been the one that he's been the most serious about.
Yeah.
Kind of aside from Stassi, though, he was pretty serious about her.
Yeah.
But yeah, this was, I'm concerned.
Dawn and Jax were twinning in the beginning of the episode.
They played pool.
They were wearing literally the same outfit. And guess what? Dawn was hotter in it.
Yeah. Dawn.
Controversial opinion. But
okay. People were serving.
Dawn had a better body than Jax.
Yeah. Dawn is sexy.
Yeah.
And people were serving looks in this episode. Like, Sherry was giving me Brigitte Bardot.
No.
Like, smoky eyes. No. Yes. She's Brigitte.
She was giving me Jennifer Coolidge in Best in Show. That's what she looked like.
Yeah. But, like, she is also, like, a Brigitte moment.
The high class version of her is Bridget, and then Brigitte,
mm-hmm.
and then the real version is Jennifer Coolidge in Best in Show.
Don the bounty hunter in his like tight black shirt.
His body is better. I mean, Jax's body is literally like bibbity gobbity goop. I mean, it's like it's terrible, and I think Don works out. I think he lifts.
And Don also like Don will go from like leather daddy to like. Office manager in the blink of an eye. And so I love his versatility.
He looks like a cheesy accountant in those. Yeah.
I'm
down for him.
It's a sexy look.
Dress him up, dress him down. I don't care. I'm here for it.
Dress him down.
Yeah. Dress him down.
And then Mama's dressed like Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, I know.
She's like in a casual hoodie.
Trying to break through the glass ceiling at Silicon Valley over there.
Yeah, she's like typing away, inventing Facebook in the corner.
She's in Palo Alto being like, why is this so hard for a woman to advance? She's like, I've been trying to lean in for so long.
She's like, 1 billion followers.
That's exactly what Mama's doing.
Mama is like inventing internet things.
No,
she's like hot or not, it all, that's where it all began.
Oh my god. Yeah, lol.
No, it's so Jax is like depression outing Britney. It's dark.
That's so
oh
weird.
My god, wait,
out of all the things to like avert any questions about marriage, to use depression as the reason why you're not moving forward, it just feels so bizarre. It is so bizarre that it makes me think that it might be true. I'm not. There's
it's
still,
so. It is so.
She did gain weight when she did move to LA. I mean,
but
she,
like a lot of people gain weight. You gain weight when you move to LA.
Yeah, but like also like it would track if she was depressed. I mean, like why wouldn't she be? She's like living with Jax. I don't know.
They're like in a bone-chilling apartment scenario.
In Koreatown.
No.
She has.
Oh,
doesn't
yeah,
she
they,
not have a job? Like, doesn't she like just hang out?
No, she works at Sir.
Yeah, but like, quote unquote.
She has a job. She's on this reality show.
Yeah, but what is she doing when she's not on the reality? I don't know. I'm just saying.
What are any of us doing? I mean, it does seem so wild that I'm with you where I almost believe that it is true.
Yeah.
But then this other side of me is like, Jax, you're a fucking liar. Like, also, it just is. Well, so
maybe it's, like I said, maybe it's both. Maybe she's depressed and maybe he doesn't want to marry her. I mean, again, both can be true.
Yeah. And it's so like blamey that's like another problem that I have.
Like, she's defective. Like,
she's really lost her spark. Like, everything's great with me. Like, I'm on track and I want all of this, but it's like she really needs to get her shit together. It's just like one sided, and that's not how life works.
It's true.
Wait, we need to talk about Brittany's outfit. Her basement outfit.
Oh yeah,
we only caught a glimpse of it, but it truly was too much for my.
She's like, "I'm going to the basement. Soul. Time to dress up."
Yeah, she's like, "We made dinner. Time to take down to the basement." Yeah, y'all.
She's like, "Where's my basement outfit on?"
Her basement outfit was a leather cuff sleeve that went from like the wrist to the elbow, and then like a bat wing gray shirt. It was.
I missed it. Truly, I'm sad I did.
Yeah. Well, I mean. It was chilled. Yeah. To be fair, like, I'm wearing kind of a basement outfit right now. Wearing like weird sweatpants from Target that are meant to look like jeans.
Are they jeggings?
They're not, but they are tight, so they fit like jeggings. They're really ugly. They're trash. Like,
I actually can't believe that you bought those.
They're kind of.
I've never seen you like make such a huge fashion faux pas.
I know.
Usually you're pretty consistent. I've never seen you wear something that made me like gasp.
These, I saw your face when I walked into your apartment tonight wearing these pants, and I know. Knew and
Jonathan
I'd
was
huge
Jonathan mistake. Was enabling. He was like, "They look cute."
Jonathan was like, "I love your pants." Babe. I was like, which is like, if he's giving me that compliment, I know the pants are really bad, and it's like his effort to make me feel better.
No, but
like,
I actually think he did like them, which is actually more scary.
I think
scary
he did
to
like
me.
Them, which yeah, I which love.
Is another thing,
which
I'm
is revealing
to,
about.
I'm gonna have to unpack that later with him.
These pants that I'm wearing are the kind of pants where you get. They expose other people's true character.
Those pants would be like in the Brittany Cartwright for Target line. Like that's Brittany's.
They
line.
Are like a real Brittany look.
I would love
it's
Brittany
my homage
to, design her,
to her. These pants would probably look better on her. Yeah. I can't even explain to you how ugly they are. They're a cropped. They're like a sweatpant, cropped above the ankle, ruched at the ankle, made of sweatpant material that's meant to look like denim. So it's dyed and then distressed in certain
people
areas
are like pulling over and vomiting on the side of the freeway. They're literally like listening to this podcast and be like, they're
true. They're the most heinous thing I own. And today I thought to myself, they're kind of like a Yeezy season like 2 look. Like, I'm just going to like rock it. And like,
gasping,
put them on.
At Coke straws.
No, I put them on and I was like, wow, these are so hideous that I need to actually wear them all day and into the night. So here we are.
Well, and thank
they're my
God
basement
that,
outfit, y'all.
You know, those are pants for a podcast.
they're my podcast.
You got pants for a podcast, honey. Wow.
I would wear these pants out and about in Lexington, though.
Well, yeah, you would be high fashion. Oh yeah, Skybar, which like really, really darked me out.
I love.
It's like the nice place in town, y'all.
I
sky
feel
bar.
Like every weird city. I feel like Oklahoma City has like a sky bar.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
A wannabe chic. Well, I'm from Ventura, which is an hour north of here, and they actually call it Ventucky sometimes.
Ventucky?
Yeah, Ventucky.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, they call it Ventucky.
We should do a show called Ryan and Lara Take Ventucky.
Oh my God. It's just us driving an hour north and being like, eh, it's not that bad.
Being like, there's a beach.
It's actually pretty cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
What's the chic bar where you're...
There was a place called The Watermark, which Kevin Costner went to the opening because he's from Ventura, and he, like, cut the ribbon.
Star-studded event. Yeah. Star of Waterworld.
Noted dynamic personality, Kevin Costner. And now that turned into a Mexican restaurant. It closed down.
So like, what's the
when,
chic...
When Ventura tries to be chic, it backfires because... It tries to be Santa Barbara, and it just isn't. It's not rich enough to be Santa Barbara. And then people in Ventura really resent having to pay more than, like, $10 on an entree. They're just like, nope, that's not why we live here. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not going to happen. It missed the watermark. Oh! Terrible.
I want to know from our listeners, if you're from, like, a small town that has, like, a wannabe chic bar, I want to know the name of the chic bar.
Yeah, Please.
Tell me. Enlighten us. I wrote down in my notes that Ashley is chic. Brittany's friend that wears like the black lipstick that got wasted and was like, I think that you totally have
you literally
her back.
Have her back. And
does Ashley know something about Brittany that we don't know?
I don't think she knows anything about anything. And that's why she's Ashley.
Brittany's like little wiggle of pleasure that she does when she takes a shot is iconic. There's this one cutaway to her and she's like sips a shot and then it's like so delicious and she's like and like you can just tell it's like when Jax is talking about how she doesn't do anything all day.
You know, it's funny, like Jax trolls them a lot for having babies when they're like babies, you know, and
he's
getting divorced.
Very judgmental.
And it's, but here's the thing, like I understand what he's saying and he's not wrong, and but he puts all the onus on the woman. Like it's just so misogynistic. It's so just like, it's like, well, like if you have a kid, you can't be going out and having fun anymore. Like you made a bad decision, so your life is ruined and like you should sit in that shit rather than like actually try to have a life. And there's no discussion about the father or like what the responsibility is for the father. It just feels, it feels very misogynistic coming from him.
Yeah. And also it's like, I mean,
but I like him pointing out that like, gee, you should use birth control. I mean, underneath all the misogyny and like typical Jax bullshit, there is a message of like,
there's a nugget of truth.
Yeah, there's a nugget of, and like, that nugget of truth is wear a condom.
But honestly, like, it's actually, I'm going to say fuck that nugget of truth, because what's done is done. So to tell someone with three kids that they should wear a condom is actually so fucking
No, bizarre. God, no, not now. Yeah. But just in general, like birth control is chic.
Yeah. Birth control is really chic. I get where he's coming from as far as being like, I want to get married like one time and have it be forever, like blah, blah, blah.
But I don't believe anything he says.
I don't believe that is like, I don't believe that that's what's motivating him, is to have like a long lasting, like meaningful marriage with someone.
God.
And also it's like, I think everyone's goal when they get married is to like be married to that person forever. Yeah. Otherwise they wouldn't be getting married. But the fact of the matter is that a lot of marriages end in divorce.
That's true. Hold on to your hats.
He's like, I don't want Brittany to just be in a shitty marriage with me. It's like, what are you saying?
As opposed to a shitty relationship.
Yeah. There were some really good songs in this episode.
I love the house band. I want to hire them to play my wedding.
We should throw a party in the courtyard of our building.
Yeah, what is the house
and
band?
And hire whoever. They are making
it's,
really good
But it's
music.
The same band, right? It is.
I think it's
a house band.
I think it's the same woman now that sings all the songs.
Oh my God.
Maybe it's Dina Dedley.
What was she saying to this time?
Tonight there was like, home is where you are. It's where you never be lost again. I don't think that's how it goes because I can't remember it. They're honestly very forgettable songs, but the lyrics
are so good. I mean, by the way, I don't think these are finished songs. I think these are just what the song
is. Literally record.
I think
like,
they're like 20 seconds.
Yeah,
10.
You record 20 seconds of a song.
Yeah, just a phrase.
And it's like they're so on the nose. Like at the very end of the episode, it was like tick tock, tick. Time is running out. And then it was like, time is running out. Like, at the end, it's actually...
It's no, they're not real songs.
It's
just
comedic gold, the songs are at this point. And
maybe it's Sherry singing them.
I wish. My fucking swinging 60s queen.
Yeah, she'd put a tambourine in there somewhere, though.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp?
or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered, mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine? That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered showerhead. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered showerhead is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement, unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use the code SEXYUNIQUE at checkout to save an additional 10% off their Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you. Underwear drawers are like the wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. When you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. But now that I've felt the buttery, soft comfort of MeUndies, my other pairs have got to go, because MeUndies are all I reach for. I received the feel-free lace high-waisted brief from MeUndies, and I have to say, I love to sleep in a high-waisted brief, and I also like to wear briefs under dresses. And let me tell you a thing or two about these briefs. They were super comfortable. I love the fabric, and I feel like they will be the perfect accompaniment to a pair of pajamas or an extra large t-shirt. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for every body. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear. MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. Not happy with your first pair of undies? It's on MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/sexy. That's MeUndies.com/sexy for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Okay, wait. Someone from our cast member patron level submitted some questions. One is, could you please discuss Sherry's look some more, her lipstick in particular? I'm trying to wrap my head around it, and I'd really appreciate y'all's thoughts.
I mean, I think she looks like a melted candle, but like a Yankee candle, but like...
I think she's serving like no. frosted lipstick, like beauty.
I'm into it, though. I'm into how she looks, but she looks a little overcooked, and it always looks a little disheveled and bad, but I like it. Like, it works. Whatever she's doing, it's working.
There's the breakdown.
Yeah, there's beauty in that breakdown for sure. She's like, Britney depressed? That's not genetic. Anyway, she's like clawing at herself.
She's like in the corner, like turning a lamp off.
Well, and this is a preview of next week, but her hair literally looks like a brown shag rug.
And next it week, Sherry's terrible. Hair is going to go on
Babe,
a journey.
It looks like she was having a psychotic break, I mean, honestly.
It's the hair next week is like, both of us were like, ooh.
Yeah, it was bad. She really let us down. She's never let us down with her hair before, but she let us down.
Sherry's always serving the look, but maybe day five, she starts to give up. Depression has like,
well, day five, I think she just gets exhausted doing it for the cameras. She's like,
Sherry
whatever.
Is like, honestly, if she had a beauty blog, I would read it. I want to know like
Sherry's
tips
secrets.
And tricks. Yeah, Sherry's secrets. Oh, I would read that every single day. I would check it for new content and recommendations.
Sure. Why not?
And then we had a question that said, oh my God, Rye, I've been thinking about who in the cast I'd fuck, and I decided I would never fuck any of them. But IRL, I'd fuck Ryan. I saw him on Instagram and he's really handsome.
Oh, who said that?
Let's see. Who said that?
I'm like, Jonathan, hit the road. My loving boyfriend of almost 3 years. If it's a girl, it won't feel satisfying.
It's not.
That's a guy.
Yeah, it's a guy. Sweet.
Well, thank you, honey.
Babe, I don't think if it was a girl, I would be like, honey, like read between the lines.
I know.
That'd be actually really cause for concern.
Read between the rainbow lines.
Yeah. Well, that's so I love nice. That.
It's always nice to know that people would have sex with you.
I know. It's nice when you're the host of a show and you don't get that, but then your guest gets all.
Well,
the,
honey, you're straight. Great guys are not exactly your target demo.
No, I don't think
demo.
A lot of straight guys listen to this show.
Especially nice to hear that when you eat 10 mini cupcakes today, which I did in the bathroom. Touch my body.
There's another thought that was submitted, which is, what do you think happened to Sheena's Instagram talk show Shenanigans?
I didn't know that existed.
Well, I did. And I was really excited about it. And like, I stand hard for Shenanigans.
It was on the air, but then it closed?
She did one episode where she talked a lot of shit about Stassi. And then Stassi flipped. Okay, here's what happened. This is like a timeline. And I forgot about this when we were talking in the bonus episode about like drama that had happened between the cast. So Sheena, right after the last episode of this past season of Pump Rules, announced, she was like, I'm going to do my own talk show, Shenanigans, on Instagram. So she did like a live thing and people asked her about Stassi and she talked a lot of shit about Stassi. And then Stassi found out about it while she was in Europe on the girls trip.
You
and,
don't
like,
say.
Tweeted up like a storm, like came for Sheena online. And then I think Kristen defended Sheena and then some drama went down and Kristen left the Europe trip early because there was like a fissure.
I'm sad they didn't have a camera crew to record all this.
I know. It's like,
I guess we'll hear more about it this season.
Yeah. No, but that was like some drama. I think that Sheena is maybe too insecure to like self-start her own like talk show. I think she needs to have like a producer that like makes her. I think she's so afraid of like not looking good right. And coming off as like likable for every single
shenanigans
person.
Is not the right word to describe someone who barely has a pulse. I have to say
shenanigans.
She's like
is
barely
the best
conscious
name for a...
She's barely conscious. What shenanigans is going on there? Breathing.
I'm gonna start my
words
own
forming.
Instagram talk show called Shenanigans.
Shenanigans?
Like
oh my god.
Shane
oh my god.
Halls,
oh, I thought you meant like Shay, like
oh,
her ex husband.
No. Shay, we should all start our own version. Shenanigans.
Shenanigans is just like him playing Sega in a dark room.
It's like he snorts a Vicodin and then just like lays on the couch and it's cries like, while it's like on Instagram. I'd watch
We've
that.
All been there. Yeah.
I'd watch it.
It's not,
I don't know what happened to Shenanigans, but I fucking hope it comes back and resurfaces.
that makes one of us.
I have, oh my god, today I found out that militia means bee.
Cute. Love it. Still a very confusing name. Wouldn't give it to my own daughter, but I support her and her quest to have children.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll talk about the fundraiser, because that was actually, that was the moment where it was like, oh, this is sweet, and kind of showed off the merits of living in a small town.
Yeah, it was nice. I mean, again, these people were bidding on, I don't know, like baskets with 409 cleaner in them. Like, I don't know, like what, like none of these baskets seemed like glam.
No, it was like they went to Rite Aid.
It was literally
and,
like here, have
some
sweet tarts,
some Cetaphil in
literally,
the basket.
Yeah, it was like here's some sweet tarts and like a bear, like a teddy bear.
Yeah, there were two like panda teddy bears that went off in the silent auction.
And they're like, $2,000, please. No, and also it didn't look like it was populated by that many people. So the fact that they raised that much money is actually kind of incredible.
Yeah, it's cool.
It is sad though, because in vitro, it's like you have your one shot. It's like $24,000 for like one shot.
For
basically.
One round. Sometimes it takes multiple rounds.
And they're going, I know.
But maybe so they can come to LA if it doesn't take, which I hope it does, and everything
also,
works out.
I don't know
for
if
Wes and Militia.
Is like the biggest in vitro specialist over there.
They'd probably have to go to like Lexington or some bigger town. But if things go awry and the tubes stay broken, the in vitro doesn't take, I hope that they come and do another round of fundraising at Sir. You know Lisa would pay for their in vitro.
I guess. I don't know.
Brittany's, I mean, I just think that they should milk it.
Brittany's brother seemed cute and sweet and nice.
Yeah.
But I'm like wondering how many siblings she has. Like, do I even want to know?
I'm confused.
I think there's like 12 of them.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's weird.
There's
a
lot of
I think they're all family there.
They're all family. But also, like, everyone
in the show glaze over the fact that Sherry, my queen, has been married 4 times. So, I like, know. How many kids has she had?
And most of her husbands have died under mysterious circumstances.
Do we think that Sherry's a black widow?
Yeah. Oh,
God. I want Sherry to star in her own line.
She's like a
fembot. Yeah, I want her to star in her own line of, like, action movies.
Yeah, sure.
She could be, like, a James Bond type of character.
Yeah.
I mean, see this for Cher Bear.
I wish she would listen to this and we would hear all the wonderful things we say about her. I mean, besides her killing gay people, which we always managed to squeeze in.
Well, that would be part of
her being hot, movie. But also just murdering gay men.
Well, right, maybe she marries gay men because they think she's so fabulous. And she's like, we'll live our lives together and you do you and I'll do me.
Yeah.
And then the second they get married, she like makes them sign over the will. And then she's like, and like Black Widow kills them. But it's a swinging 60s, baby. Yeah.
They're like, it's 2017.
She's just a vintage soul.
Yeah, I guess so.
My God, I fucking live for Sherry.
I can't wait to see that hair debut. That is a dark hair story.
I'm scared.
I don't know what story that hair is telling, but
no one is ready
for
next week's Cher hair.
Scary Sherry.
It's scary Sherry. The sexual tension between Dawn and Sherry is wild.
I know. They're like, what do you want to do?
They have unfinished business.
About us still fucking it. I mean, I'm Jax. Jax, what do you want to do?
So Sherry like wants to fuck Jax so bad. She like has such a boner for him. And Dawn's like clearly does not trust Jax's antics one bit. And then he's like, Sherry, so what do you think? And she's like, I think he is great and like just really stands up for Jax.
I know, it's very weird.
It's very weird. But okay, my last real question, I guess, is so Cartwright Designs, is that like her that's like the family business?
What is it? Like a graphic design business?
It's like they make signs or something.
Oh, graphic design.
Well, like,
Signs, like literal signs?
Yeah, like signs and maybe graphic design. I'm not really sure. I was trying to like figure
it
out.
Mama? Who's
no,
in charge?
No, I think so. I think it's the dad side of the family is Cartwright, right? Because Sherry wouldn't be a Cartwright.
Makes sense.
And Sherry lives on Papaw's compound with Mama.
Right.
So I'm just trying to figure out like what each side of the family does.
Or if they have like money.
Yeah.
They might.
They might have money because they live on that like big old farm.
I mean, they might have like Kentucky money.
But still.
Which for us is like.
I'm like, that's more money than my LA money.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we have another question.
What is it?
I'm spending my Friday night watching Leah Remini's Scientology docuseries and was reminded of the fact that Stassi said on her podcast that she and Jax tried Scientology for 2 days. Bless.
2 days. What?
Wondered how Sherry would feel if she's ever heard of Scientology. JK, who am I kidding? She has no idea. She'd think it was about scientists, like when Britney thought Jax being a misogynist was meant that he gave massages.
Oh my God.
I forgot about Britney That's being like,
really funny.
He gives massages.
A misogynist? Does that mean he gives massages? Yeah, of pain.
of pain to your psyche.
Of the patriarchy. Of like the squeezing of the patriarchy.
God, I'm obsessed with Stassi and Jax trying Scientology for 2 days.
What does that mean? They like had brunch at the fucking celebrity center?
I don't know. Maybe they like went in. It was on Stassi's podcast and I'm never going to listen to that. So I'll never know. But I love that.
They're too poor to be Scientologists.
They're A, too poor to be Scientologists.
They don't have money.
And B, like, I think a big part of Scientology is being like, I think they try and get kind of like desperate people that like want to like self-reflect.
Desperate people who will sign their life away in a cult. Yeah.
Yeah, but they like also it's like I think the test that you take, you like have to answer a lot of really like personal questions.
Yeah.
And Jax is a liar, so like it's not gonna work on him.
Yeah.
Like Stassi's like literally the least self-aware person that ever existed. So like they are truly not the right candidates for Scientology.
Of course not. Of course not. But you know, I mean, I think Sherry would like Scientology because it hates gay people, so she'd be on board.
She's like, I'm right at home.
She's like, John Travolta, he is a faggot.
Like, John Travolta's a family man. He has a wife and he has kids.
It's true. Oh, God.
She would defend.
She's like, happy ending massages. What do you talk?
She's like, he is trying to relax. Can't you just let him relax?
He's the star of Michael.
One of my favorite movies.
One of my favorite movies, Michael. And Battlefield Earth.
A movie of an angel.
You can't be gay and an angel. Not allowed.
She's like, leave John alone. Leave him alone.
Oh my God.
Stop spreading lies.
Stop spreading lies about the star from Michael. Please. My favorite movie.
My angel, John Travolta. Please. Leave him out of this.
He's just Michael to me.
Sherry could recruit me for Scientology. If she was a Scientologist, I would consider joining.
I guess, honey. I don't know. I probably wouldn't. Yeah, definitely not. Besides, it's passé at this point.
It is passé. It's an unchic religion.
Yeah, very unchic.
What else? Let's see if we have any more cues. No more cues. People need to get involved.
I know, honey. Do they call yet? Has anyone called?
No one's called.
Ugh, rude. Ring, ring.
I know.
Call.
I'm waiting with breath bated for a breath. Fucking phone call.
Well, maybe next time will be the time.
I'm sad, y'all. But yeah, if you're coming in on a $5 patron level, like, this is the opportunity to
cash in those chips.
Yeah,
honey.
Cash it in. Take advantage. I truly said, like, you and I will talk about literally anything. We will say anything that the people say. If you leave a message and we'll play it. I mean, obviously you can't like hate speech.
Yeah.
But what?
No, it's true. I agree.
No hate speech allowed.
I disagree. I quit.
Like, you're like, I stand with Sherry. Hate is fine. Ugh. Sherry. Well, everyone have sweet dreams of Sherry tonight.
Or nightmares, depending on if you're factoring in the hair from next week. But
I need that hair in my life now. I'm like, put me in a
scare
coma.
Hair.
Put me in a coma until next week so I can bask in the brilliance that is Sherry's hair next week.
Oh, God. I hope it's a full episode of it.
It's a full...
I have a feeling it's just a weird one-off look. But
it's one scene only.
Yeah,
it's like she got caught by surprise.
Yeah, she's like snorting coke with her fucking pet, like Amour.
She and Don were busy like fucking in the back, and then the Bravo producers came over and they're like, "It's time to film," and she was like, "Oh my god!" and like just tried to like throw on some clothes and act natural, but we know you were up to no good, Sherry.
I was up to no good.
We know you and Don are getting nasty. Oh my god. Oh, wait, I have one more thing to say, which is that there was a table of pecan pie at the baby fundraiser that looked really delicious.
That's what you're going to say? Mm-hmm. That's your drop the mic moment.
Yeah. I wanted to, like...
Pecan pie? I pecant with that. Sorry.
Well, I need to, like, give it up when the getting's good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I need to, like, address things that I love and also things that I hate. And I just noticed, I was like, wow, there's a whole table of my favorite kind of pie.
That
like,
pecan pie, was it being auctioned off for, like,
$5,000? No, I think that it was just, like, it looked like a I don't know, there was a lot of it, though. There were, like, four or five pies.
I think they were being auctioned off.
Oh, God. I was like, I'd go to this fucking baby shower.
I would have flown in.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Invite us to your next fundraiser.
Yeah.
I'll donate.
We'll MC.
I stand for that family.
We'll MC.
I'm coming around on these crazy Cartwrights, y'all.
I know, me too.
I'm really growing to love them.
Someone tells me there's a beating heart under all that bigotry.
Mm-hmm. Stay tuned, y'all.
Yeah.
All right.
Mooch.
Bye. This week's episode of Sex Unique Podcast was brought to you by the following premium sponsors: William Jones, Meredith Good, Jenna Griffin, and Johnny Smith. Because of you guys, it's all happening.
I know I'm feeling, cause I know I know.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.